From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters have stormed Iraq's parliament inside the so-called Green Zone. The demonstrators were supporters of Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. As Edward Uranian reports, a Saturday session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for lack of a quorum earlier in the day.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada al-Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the Green Zone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Demonstrators have reportedly left the building itself, but set up a camp outside. Earlier on Saturday, a bombing in a market filled with Shiite civilians in Baghdad killed at least 21 people and wounded 42 others. The Islamic State claimed the attack, saying that it used a 3-ton truck bomb. At least 5 people were killed Saturday when Syrian government planes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids since April 22nd. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. This is VOA News.